Hi, Matt. I'm Paul Barry from Media Watch.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much for your time.
Not at all. Pleasure.
So my first question is, and this may seem very self-evident given the title of the show, but in your view, what's the ultimate goal of Media Watch?
I think the goal of Media Watch is to try and stop the media from lying, telling untruths, beating up stories into what they're not, bullying people, any sort of unethical practice, and at the moment in the media there's plenty of it, so we're pretty busy.
Yeah. With the popularisation of the misapplication of the term fake news, I imagine you guys are continuously battling against false truths. Do you think... do you think a program like Media Watch can overcome the groundswell of what looks like to be anti-news sentiment?
I don't think we stamp out bad behaviour, if that's what you're asking. I think we make it, at least make it a bit more risky for newspapers or individual reporters or, you know, media sites to do stuff that is unethical. They know that there is a good chance they'll be caught because someone will spot it and dob them in, or we will notice it, or people will complain to us. So I think we make it more difficult and more risky to offend, and therefore I think we discourage it. And I think in the mind of every journalist is, well, what if Media Watch gets hold of this, how would it look? And that provides a disincentive to doing naughty things. But I don't think we stop it altogether. I think that would be a pie in the sky to believe that we're doing that.
Yeah, it's a complicated and lofty goal.
Yeah.
But then, in that case, do you think Media Watch is better used as a tool for swaying public opinion or keeping news honest?
I think it serves two purposes. One, I think it tells the public what the sorts of things that the media do, and it therefore helps them understand whether stories are likely to be true or not, and whether they're likely to be beaten up or not. So it maybe educates the public into reading news or understanding news a bit better.
Mm.
I think it also provides a great entertainment. The public are really interested in this stuff, and they really love Media Watch, and we have a lot of very faithful viewers and quite a big turn on for the programme. But I think it also serves the purpose of keeping the media honest, and I think it does work. I don't know to what degree it works, but I have no doubt that it works, that it provides a disincentive to people, to reporters and to journalists and to even perhaps less on social media, but to people telling lies and doing stuff that they know will look bad if they're caught. It doesn't stop that, but it does make people less inclined to do it. It just gives them a potential penalty, because there's no other real penalties around at the moment.
Yeah, that's quite true. Do you think the entertainment side of the program that you've developed essentially is part of what makes the audience so into it, or make them understand what you're doing?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the whole point of communication is that you've got to get people to watch. If no one's listening, you're not communicating. So you need to be, in my view, entertaining, or at least at times entertaining, stimulating, easy to understand. If you've got a program that is very stodgy and very arcane and complicated, no one's going to turn it on, so no one's going to get the message. And, you know, if you want to put out a message of what the media is doing, you need to get people to listen to that message. So I think it's important to be entertaining, and we strive to do that. And more and more we strive to do that, because there's no point in putting out a program if no one's watching it.
Mm. No, I would agree with that. I think entertainment's a strong component of why people tune into what they tune into, which I think puts you, interestingly, in, and you might not agree with this, I think it puts you in opposition with programs like the Sky News After Dark, Andrew Bolt's opinion pieces, because they're also built, because they're built on opinion, they're sort of built on entertainment.
Yeah. I mean, we are clearly built on opinion. I mean, you can't present Media Watch or produce a program like Media Watch without having a point of view, because it would be as dull as dishwater.
Mm.
But we try not to start off with that point of view. We try to reach it after looking at the evidence, looking at assessing the evidence, rather than just going, well, we hate that sort of stuff, so we're going to trash it. But I think there is a difference, and that is we try to make people laugh. We try to some degree, we criticize by poking fun at, and that's not something that, I suppose, sort of serious journalists or traditional journalists generally do, but I think it's a very effective. So it's not quite satire, but it's holding stuff up to ridicule if it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in the media is ridiculous.
Absolutely. Possibly the closest you get to satire while still remaining within the journalistic sphere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, other people do it. I mean, The Feed does it, and Mark Humphries does it nowadays on 7:30. But yeah, look, I think it's a very effective tool. Can't use it all the time, but it's a very good way of pricking the pomposity of some of these people who really think they're very self-important.
No, I would 100% agree with that. I think that is as much time as I can really allow for this particular interview. So I'd like to say thank you for your time.